Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Linda Combs. Linda's the Chief Financial Officer at the Environmental Protection Agency, and joining us in our conversation is Morgan Kinghorn. Well, Linda, can you tell us more about the Managing for Improved Results Steering Group at the EPA?
Sure. This group was managed from my office at the initial request of the Deputy Administrator. And it brought together people from all of the agency's offices to think about very practical ways that we could make some real improvements in the way EPA managed its overall programs that the agency could implement right away. The group made some genuinely useful recommendations, and it gave some longer-term approaches as well that we could also adopt. One of the most important recommendations for immediate action was to take a look at our annual performance goals and measures and see if we could devise a more rational set of categories. Time, I think the agencies can find measures of success over as we establish and maximize our priorities and measures, and as priorities change. The longer-term recommendations that came from the steering group focus on enhancements to our overall strategic plan with greater emphasis on the outcomes of EPA's work, reinforcing accountability for specific performance objectives, and building the agency's capacity to indeed manage for results and how those results are costed out, how they're calculated, and how they're determined.
You alluded before, you mentioned that you were one of a very select number of agencies that got all green on progress for the President's management agenda. Could you share with us some of your activities related to the financial performance piece of that, and sort of what are the timetables for these initiatives, and what do you expect to get out of them?
Sure. We have, as our prime objective under the financial management arena, continuing to get clean audit opinions. I think everybody in financial management, private or public sector, would say that that is one of the bellwethers that you must have in order to say that you are fully performing in the financial arena. We have automated our financial statements. That's been a big help to us. And in terms of the financial management scorecard itself, we have sat down with OMB each and every quarter over the last year, and will continue to do so, to further define and further refine which specific elements we're going to be responsible for. And we've laid out our own timetable about moving from our legacy financial systems and making sure that our financial systems meet each and every standard, new or old, for the government financial systems. I mentioned a while ago the reporting tools and how important those are for managers, but they're very important for us as well in the financial arena to be able to use this business intelligence software and these new kinds of reporting tools for managing program results, but also to support our financial goals as well.
Well, if you look at your budget, probably 45% of it's allocated in a variety of programs for grants to states, tribes, and other EPA partners, everything from construction grants to Superfund to cooperative agreements. And in harking back to what we're talking about on performance, this is tough to measure the success. It's sort of an indirect application. I mean, you give grant money, heaven knows what you get for it. What are some of the things you're looking at as an agency that devotes that much of your budget to other forms of financing in terms of performance?
This does go to our discussion on some of the difficulties involved in actually measuring environmental outcomes. The significant portion of the EPA's budget that directly supports state, tribal, environmental programs does indeed create some important environmental results across the country. But it does continue to be a challenge for us to carve out which of those results can be attributed to state efforts and tribal efforts, and which ones can be derived from the actual grant money that EPA gives as opposed to other specific resources. And for those reasons, we think partnerships are very, very important. It's important to emphasize, I think, that we have a very special relationship with our state and tribal partners, and that we maintain very close working relationships with state governments and state agencies across the country. We enjoy that close working and growing relationship with the Environmental Council of the States. ECOS is an organization of state environmental commissioners, and we consult with them regularly. We've consulted with them on our strategic plans and our annual reports under GEPRA. And we continue to take steps to involve those representatives and our state and tribal representatives in our agency planning discussions every year. The states don't work for EPA, but we will continue to hope that they will work with us. We're certainly aware that right now states have some very difficult situations that they're dealing with in terms of their financial situations, and we think it's very important that this partnership be closer than ever, because we need to know what their difficulties are, understand what their difficulties are, and make that relationship work even better in the times in which we are dealing right now. We feel like it's important for our office, where we deal with accountability as well as strategic planning, to further define the regional performance contributions along with our agency goals, and see what those obvious connections are that can be made between our states and our tribal partners. We think we have an important element here could be to develop a set of measures to look across the regions and see how we are being most helpful to our state and tribal partners, as well as seeing where we feel like we could end up being more effective as well.
EPA has a structure to manage the finances, I think, of your grants, your cooperative agreements, and general contracts sort of delegated to RTP, to Cincinnati and Las Vegas, which really seems to have advanced what other agencies are just thinking about doing. Has that structure served you well in terms of specialization in each of those locations, particularly at RTP, which is also closely linked to some of the core programs of EPA?
And I have a special place in my heart for RTP since I'm from North Carolina, but we certainly think it has. I think, too, in terms of the way we're looking at special provisions that may need to be made as we look toward better protection of the homeland and of homeland security. This diversity that we have, I think, makes itself even more important in today's environment. And one of the things, too, I would offer in terms of not just our own internal structure related to where grants are processed and where payments are processed, but we have also a very important financing operation that we feel very good about at EPA that's managed out of my own office. It's the Environmental Finance Advisory Board. It's a federally chartered advisory committee that's composed of independent financing experts from public and private sector organizations who are interested in lowering the environmental cost and increasing investment in environmental facilities and infrastructure and services across the nation. So they produce policy and technical reports that actually leverage better public and private resources. And as I spoke earlier about the need for better partnerships and closer alignments as we have the situation as it's in this day and time, our environmental finance centers, which are located at various universities around the country, also provide some financial outreach to our regulated community. And these networks and these partnerships, as well as information on our own website, helps communities and environmental programs across the nation in ways that we could not do alone with our own internal financing effort. And they're staffed with a number of volunteers, basically, people who dedicate their time and energy, particularly for the Environmental Finance Advisory Board. Those are volunteers, people who spend their own time, effort, and energy in their own local communities. They're just excellent people to have access to.
It's a good stopping point. We've got to go to a break. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue talking about management with Linda Combs of the EPA. What role will EPA have in Homeland Security? We'll ask Linda for her thoughts when the Business of Government Hour returns.
How can we strengthen the relationship between performance and public service? A recent endowment report makes the case for performance management by confronting conventional attitudes. For a copy of the report, Performance Management, A Start Where You Are, Use What You Have Guide by author Chris Y., visit our website at businessofgovernment.org or call us at 703-741-1077.